Hey, good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. Can you all hear me well? Okay. So I'm just happy to have this opportunity to speak with you about an education campaign that we carried out in Illinois called the Illinois Campaign to Eliminate Clostridium difficile. I don't have any relationships or financial interests to disclose. And before I begin, I'd just like to say that it definitely was not an individual effort, and I'd just like to acknowledge the many individuals and groups that worked together to make the campaign possible. So a big thank you to my colleagues at the Illinois Department of Public Health, the Illinois Quality Improvement Organization, our stakeholder group, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So the focus of my talk is on how the campaign was structured and how it was implemented. So I'll be addressing the key strategies that we used, how we engaged stakeholders to build effective partnerships, and the role of the state health departments in facilitating quality improvements across different healthcare settings, in this particular instance, focused on Clostridium difficile prevention. So just to provide a very brief background, Clostridium difficile, or C. diff, is a bacteria that causes inflammation of the colon. It's shed in the feces and produces spores that can survive in the environment for months. In a healthcare setting, it's usually spread through the hands of healthcare workers who have touched a contaminated surface or item. Watery diarrhea is a chief clinical symptom. C. diff infection, or CDI, is most common among people who have recently received antibiotics and are receiving medical care, particularly older adults. As the leading cause of healthcare-associated infectious diarrhea, CDI is an important public health problem, both from a patient safety and a cost perspective. We're talking about $1 billion in excess medical costs and 14,000 deaths each year in the U.S. attributable to CDI. In the state of Illinois, the incidence of CDI in acute care hospitals doubled between 1999 and 2009. So one of the ways in which the Illinois Department of Public Health responded was by implementing a quality improvement project in 2010 that engaged 20 acute care hospitals. These hospitals implemented a bundle or package of interventions, evidence-based CDI prevention interventions. We saw that the incidence of hospital-onset CDI decreased in those participating hospitals by more than 15% during the collaborative period. You can read more about that, the specifics of that collaborative, in one of the handouts provided for this session. But what I want to highlight from the collaborative are three important themes that stood out for us as factors that facilitate the prioritization and sustainability of infection prevention efforts in healthcare facilities. So one is just the importance of having support from leadership from within the facility as well as from key players outside the health facility, such as the health department. The second thing, lesson learned from that collaborative, was just the importance of engaging healthcare personnel from multiple disciplines or departments and not just those from infection control. For instance, we found that housekeeping or environmental services was often not at the table, and yet they're a critical group to involve given the role of the environment in CDI transmission. So this led the Illinois Department of Public Health to produce a film called Not Just the Maid Service, there on the right, which highlights the role of environmental services in CDI prevention. So I encourage you to watch it if you have time at the link provided, or to pick up a copy of, I have some copies of the DVD there on the back. And then a third theme from this collaborative, just the importance of providing evidence-based guidelines and practical, easy-to-use tools. And so these three themes guided our steps as we began to look at how to spread CDI prevention best practices to other healthcare facilities across the state. And so with that, we initiated a statewide campaign in 2012 called the Illinois Campaign to Eliminate Clostridium difficile, or ICE, C. diff for short. So the campaign logo is there on the left. And our target audience was acute care hospitals and long-term care facilities. Our goal was to educate these healthcare facilities on best practices for CDI prevention and also to increase the facility's engagement in CDI prevention efforts. We referred to the blueprint, a blueprint published in the Commonwealth Fund brief from 2010, which outlined 8 key strategies for improving dissemination of best practices. We were able to organize these strategies around the three key themes that I earlier mentioned. For instance, aligning the campaign with the strategic goals of the adopting organizations, integrating opinion leaders into the enrollment process, and forming a coalition of credible campaign sponsors really fit well into our theme of getting support from leadership and key players. And then again, as I already mentioned, the other two themes. And so in the next few slides, I'll walk through the main milestones that we established and how we address each of the three themes. So it all began in fall 2011 when we established the CDIF stakeholder group, which included representation from our hospital association, local infection prevention groups, and organizations representing long-term care facilities. We had regular calls with the stakeholder group to plan and implement the campaign. In January of 2012, we asked members of the stakeholder group, along with other partners, to sign campaign sponsor forms, basically indicating their commitment to the campaign goals and to helping with marketing the campaign and disseminating campaign materials. And then in February 2012, we sent letters to the administrators and leadership at the healthcare facilities asking them to sign a participation form and commit their facility to, number one, attend educational webinars that we would be offering, to send a multidisciplinary team to one of the regional workshops that we would be hosting, and also to establish one facility-specific goal for reducing CDI in their institutions. And then in March, we formally launched ICDIF with a press release and a kickoff webinar. And the timing worked out really nicely because this was the same time that the CDC released a vital signs report focused on CDI. There were a few other factors that we think made CDIF a salient topic in 2012. In that year, Illinois long-term care facilities that provide skilled nursing care were for the first time required to have a point person designated for infection prevention. Another thing was that in that year, Illinois hospitals were then mandated to report their CDIF rates to CDC's National Surveillance System, the National Healthcare Surveillance Network. And then also, the Illinois Department of Public Health began publishing hospital CDIF rates online on the Illinois Hospital Report Card. So apart from those sort of policy incentives, another incentive for facilities to participate in the campaign was that we listed facilities that signed up on our campaign website. And so facilities really liked having that recognition as for championing patient safety. In terms of providing guidelines and tools, we organized a webinar series from March to September 2012 that covered the CDI prevention bundle. We particularly emphasized lab testing for CDI, environmental cleaning, hand hygiene, and contact precautions, and also addressed how to implement rapid tests of change for quality improvements and promising methods for CDI prevention and treatments such as fecal transplants. We also worked with stakeholders to develop an action planning tool called the Menu of Strategies to Prevent Clostridium difficile Infections. And it's a tool basically to help facilities assess and prioritize their CDI prevention efforts and focuses on four areas, detection and containment of CDI, cleaning and disinfection of the environment, and communication during interfacility patient transfer. So getting to the third theme of promoting multidisciplinary collaboration, which does overlap with providing the education and practical tools. What we did is we hosted 3 in-person full-day workshops in July of 2012, one each in northern, central, and southern Illinois to make them more accessible to more facilities. As I earlier mentioned, we asked that facilities attend in their multidisciplinary CDI prevention teams, and many of them did. And so the workshops brought together not only individuals from both acute care and long-term care settings, but also from a variety of disciplines ranging from infection prevention to environmental services to laboratory. The workshops address the how of implementing CDI prevention and also on the communication between hospital and long-term care facilities during patient transfer. And the participants wrapped up the day by discussing with their team in their multidisciplinary teams their plan of action and reported this back to the larger audience. So the results that I'll share about ICDIF center on stakeholder engagement, facility implementation of CDI prevention activities, and what facilities like most about the campaign. Going forward, we are looking at the CDIF data that is being submitted to NHSN to see what the trends look like. But these, I'm just going to focus on these results for this presentation. So in terms of stakeholder engagement, 23 organizations signed up as campaign sponsors and were listed on our campaign website, which really helped to add credibility and just weight to the campaign. We had over 250 hospitals and long-term care facilities that submitted participation forms, although attendance at our webinars and workshops were not restricted to only those who had officially signed up. We had upwards of 410 phone lines which were in use per webinar, and this really reflected great participation because we really encourage facilities to call in using one phone line per facility, and we know that many facilities did that. And then the workshops were really well attended with over 450 individuals. And we believe that was I believe that was helped in part because we offered continuing education and the workshops were offered free of charge. But it just speaks to the interest and the level of need on the part of facilities, and also to just the support that was lent by the facilities administration. We actually had to waitlist over 100 individuals that had registered or wanted to attend the workshop. And then, as I mentioned, a goal of the campaign was to increase facilities engagement in CDI prevention activities. At the end of the campaign, we administered an online survey to facilities that had signed up for the campaign, and 82 hospitals and 51 long-term care facilities responded, and the survey was primarily completed by the point of contact for the campaign, which was typically someone, the point person for infection prevention or a nurse manager. The majority of respondents indicated that their facility's leadership supported participation in the campaign. They also indicated that their facility established a CDI prevention team as a result of the campaign. For long-term care facilities, this was a little less than half, but we still felt that that was a big success, given that it was our first time really engaging this group. Most facilities reported that their facilities implemented at least one intervention to prevent CDI as a result of the campaign, and most felt that CDI prevention was a greater priority in their facility as a result of the campaign. We also asked facilities what they liked most about ICDIF. One of the most common answers that was that it heightened facilities' awareness of CDI and enhanced support from leadership. One facility said, it made administration hold nursing managers accountable for assisting in the monitoring of contact precautions. And so I just cannot emphasize enough the role of the healthcare facility leadership and administrators, which was really critical to the facility's participation in the campaign and to their ability to implement CDI prevention activities. Another high appeal of the campaign was that the opportunity was the opportunity for facilities to share and learn from each other, particularly through the in-person workshops. So one respondent said, the meeting was beneficial, as I heard others were having similar issues and how they resolved them. And then a third common feedback was that facilities liked having the mix of both distance and in-person learning, and they liked receiving the up-to-date information from experts, which we're able to provide. Some of the challenges that we experienced were the reach to reaching long-term care facilities. We did not have email addresses for many of the facilities because they just did not have email addresses. And even for some of the facilities for which we had email addresses, staff turnover meant that, you know, within a couple months of the campaign, the email address would no longer be valid. Also, as I had alluded to earlier, it was our first time engaging long-term care facilities as a state health department in infection control in a capacity outside of a regulatory standpoint. And so it just takes time to build that trust and new relationships. Another challenge is that acute care hospitals and long-term care facilities are two very different settings, as we all know. And so what works in a hospital where there are generally more resources and patients are there for a short stay doesn't necessarily work the same way in a long-term care setting where they're usually not as well resourced, and oftentimes the place it's the place where residents call home. And so when you talk about something like implementing contact precautions and putting a patient in a private room in isolation is a little bit more complex to implement in a long-term care facility. And then a third challenge was that the campaign was planned and implemented in less than a year. And so this meant on the back end that we had to work fairly rapidly and forego some of the sort of resource items and materials that we had wanted to also provide as part of the campaign. And so I'd just like to conclude by bringing us back to the thought that Clostridium difficile is a pressing public health problem. In September of this year, the CDC released a report that identified C. diff as one of three antibiotic-resistant organisms that is classified as an urgent threat, in part due to the emergence of a stronger strain of the bacteria and the fact that C. diff remains one of the only healthcare-associated infections which has not declined in the recent past. So CDI is a patient safety issue, and it's a quality issue, and the costs are, for everyone are too high to ignore. What the campaign ICDIF did is that it helped bring awareness about C. diff and engage facilities' attention to lay a foundation for us as a state to continue our CDI prevention efforts. So at the Illinois Department of Public Health, we have now focused our attention on engaging a small group of hospitals and long-term care facilities that exchange that participated in the campaign to provide more in-depth support in CDI prevention. We are also focusing more on addressing antibiotic overuse and misuse through another collaborative that we are in which we're engaging a small group of hospitals. And we're also trying to better understand the issue of antibiotic use in our long-term care facilities through an assessment that we're currently carrying out. And so we believe that health departments are well positioned to facilitate collaboration among a diversity of stakeholders and to influence buy-in from healthcare facility leadership and other players whose support are vital to preventing CDI. So thank you.